At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Face up quick, or raise your right hand. You show me for the evidence to give the court the jury in the case down here to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
All right, Mr. Gordon, whenever you're ready, Ms. Gordon, I'd ask that you pull the microphone closer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Go right ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you please introduce yourself to the jury?
Hi, I'm Jennifer McCabe, M-C-C-A-B-E.
Ms. McCabe, how old are you?
I am 49 years old.
Are you married?
Yes, I am married with four daughters.
Without detailing your children's names, can you tell us a little bit about your family?
Sure. I have four daughters that are 16, 17, 19, and 21. Two are in high school and two are in college.
In raising your children, was your family active in local sports?
Yes. All four of my daughters played multiple sports from when they were young. Two now are playing in college. My husband and I both coached them. My husband coached them from when they were young up through eighth grade in soccer, and I coached them in basketball.
Without telling me your address, what town are you from?
I'm from Canton.
How long have you lived in Canton with your family for?
I was born and raised in Canton, and now I'm raising my family there.
So your family, their whole life, you've raised them in Canton?
1 year we lived in Stoughton with my daughter.
Who do you live with now?
I live with my husband and my four daughters.
Can you briefly give me a little bit more background on your children's school and your participation in interaction with your children raising them?
Yeah, so I was a teacher, and then once I had children, I stayed at home with them and basically was just kind of like your typical, I don't know, small town mom. I was the room parent. I coached them.
I'll allow it, but why don't we?
Yes.
When I coached, I drove the kids back and forth on my team, would take them places, etc.
In the growth of your family and raising your children, at some point did you meet a gentleman by the name of John O'Keefe?
Yes.
Share with us meeting John O'Keefe.
Sure. When my third daughter was in kindergarten, she became friends with John's niece. And during that kindergarten school year, unfortunately, Kaylee's mother and father both passed away, and John moved in the house and became Mr. Mom.
When John took over guardianship of the children, did you assist in an active role in helping him?
Yes. Kaylee and my daughter were very close, so she would come over and play. My daughter would go over there. Kaylee would come and have sleepovers. A lot of times it would be on Friday nights. I would have Kaylee, and then another individual would have Patrick.
Had you known John O'Keefe well before he took over guardianship of the children?
No.
During the time when he was the guardian of the children, did your relationship, not just with his niece and nephew, but with him grow any closer?
Yes, we became very good friends.
How close of friends did you become over the years?
Well, throughout the years, obviously when they were younger, we talked more, you know, just about the logistics of CCD, pickup, drop-off, basketball, sports. But then he would also call me, you know, about, you know, as the girls got older, oh, the girl drama or, you know, the hormones and things like that. He would also come over, you know, and hang out and have a beer and, you know, just talk about whatever was new in his life or going on or, you know, just the day in and day out struggles of his, you know, life and raising the kids now and figuring it all out with, you know, work and family and all that.
Leading into January 28th of 2022, so the jury understands, how close is your friendship with John O'Keefe at that time?
He was a very good friend of mine that I knew I could call for anything.
I want you to take us forward to January 28th, 2022. Do you remember mm-hmm. that day?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember it well?
Yes.
Take us to the early morning hours, January 28th, 2022. Did you learn there may be weather or a storm coming?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
We all saw the report that there was going to be a big storm, a nor'easter. So we all knew that basically all the Saturday activities were going to be canceled.
That includes sports?
Yes.
Was and is the sporting events for the children a big part of your life?
Yes. Back then I had, two in high school that played three sports, and they played club sports as well. And then the two middle school played club sports and town sports. So most of our weekends were taken up by kind of running from one sporting event to the next.
When you learned about the weather and the change in schedule, did it change your plans for that day?
No, not particularly. I had my day was pretty set out. I had my niece and then I had sporting events. It was kind of my plans for the next day that obviously got changed.
Take us through the afternoon of the 28th. What's happening?
Well, I had my niece for the week, and she was picked up. My oldest was on the hockey team, and she was having a team dinner at the house, so I picked up pizza, got desserts, set it up for them. And then I left with my daughters and my husband, Matt, and we met some of the parents from the high school basketball team at a local pub to grab a bite and a drink before the basketball game because my other daughter played on the high school girls basketball team.
What time was the basketball game set for that night?
I believe it was 6 or 6:30.
Did you and your family go to the game?
Yes, we did.
After the game, what happened?
After the game, I drove my daughter home. My sister, Nicole, sent me a text and said that she was going to be at the waterfall. And it was my nephew's birthday. He was going to meet up. And did I want to come by for a drink?
What is your nephew's name?
Brian. Brian Jr.
It was his birthday that night?
Yes, it was.
When you received a call to meet with friends and family at the waterfall, do you remember what time that plan was made?
I don't. My sister sent me a text at some point letting me know she was going to be there, so I don't know a time.
After the game and after some time, did you go to the waterfall to meet your friends and family?
Yes, I did.
Can you describe very briefly, what's the waterfall?
It's just a local town bar.
Do you remember about what time you got to the waterfall?
About 9 o'clock.
When you got there, was there anybody there that you knew?
Yes.
Okay, now take us inside the waterfall. When you get there, who do you see?
I walk in and I see Julie and Chris Albert, my niece Caitlin, my sister Nicole, and my niece's boyfriend Tristan.
You said you saw Julie and Nicole Albert in the waterfall?
Yes.
Were you related to either of them?
Nicole is my sister.
So Brian Sr. would be your brother-in-law?
Yes.
Also, you mentioned there was a niece?
Yes, Caitlin.
And is that Brian and Nicole's daughter?
Yes.
You mentioned the name Tristan. What's his relationship to your niece, to Brian Albert's niece?
He's now her fiance.
And was there anybody else I missed?
That's all who was there. I'm not sure if Nick Kolakidis was already in there when I got there or if he arrived right after. And then his wife joined us.
So when you're in the bar and you see your friends, what do you do next?
I immediately just, you know, join them and sit down.
Were you eating, drinking?
I know I ordered a beer. They had appetizers on the table. I'm not sure whether I had any or not.
Were you drinking alcohol that night?
Yes.
As you're spending time with your family, did the night grow?
Yes.
Did you stay at the table where everybody was eating, or did you move inside the bar?
We were pretty much right around the table.
Okay. Did anybody you knew join you or join the group at some point?
Yes. A little while later, Brian Albert and Brian Higgins joined us at the Waterfall.
So when you first got there, was Brian Albert already there?
No, he wasn't.
Is that your brother-in-law, Brian Albert?
Yes.
And you said Mr. Higgins. Did you know Mr. Higgins?
I had met him a few times when he was out with Brian.
You had met him a few times before that night?
Yes.
Were you friendly with him?
He was a friend of Brian's.
Was he your friend?
No, he was Brian's friend.
You knew who he was?
Yes.
So when Mr. Albert and Mr. Higgins joined the group later, did they come directly to you or did they stay somewhere else inside the bar?
No, they came over to our table, I believe.
How long were you in the Waterfall for that night?
Approximately 9 to little around midnight-ish.
About 3 hours?
Yes.
Do you have an estimate how many drinks you had, alcoholic drinks you might have had?
I don't. I don't know. Okay. Maybe 2, 3.
Throughout the night, were you feeling any effects of the alcohol?
Not that I recall, no.
When the group was together, you mentioned a number of people have joined. Were you joined by other people later?
Yes.
Who were you joined by later?
John O'Keefe and Karen Reed.
And you talked about your relationship with John O'Keefe?
Yes, earlier, yes.
Did you make plans with him or did he just show up?
I believe he had started the conversation about the night with Chris Albert. Okay.
Chris Albert is a different Albert than Brian Albert?
Yes.
How was the relationship between them?
Brian Albert and Chris Albert are brothers.
Was Chris Albert there when Mr. Higgins and Brian Albert arrived?
Yes. Actually, Chris, did I miss him? Because Chris was there with Julie. I'm not sure if I said that when I was naming everyone at the table. I apologize.
You may have.
Okay.
So when you first got there, he was at the table with
Yes.
your sister?
Yes, he was.
When moments before John O'Keefe arrived with the defendant, what was the mood in the group?
Cheerful. Good mood. Everybody was just out having a drink. We all knew the storm was coming tomorrow and, you know, just a typical average night.
Celebratory?
Yeah.
You said you were going to see Brian Albert Jr.
Yes.
For his birthday. Was Brian Albert Jr. at the Waterfall when you got there?
No, he was not.
Was Brian Albert Jr. there anytime when you were at the Waterfall?
No, he was not.
Without relating a conversation with some other person, did you have an understanding where Brian Albert Jr. was?
He was at home.
Did you historically or typically see Brian Albert Jr., your nephew, on his birthday?
Yeah, typically we always, you know, get together. We try to and do a cake for whoever's birthday it is, and then whatever, you know, aunts or cousins are around, come over.
When John O'Keefe arrived at the Waterfall with the defendant, do you have a general estimate or guess, not guess, but a general estimate of what time they arrived?
Approximately 11.
When they first arrived, did you see them?
Yes.
Where did you see them coming from?
I saw them walk in.
When they walked in, did you react in any way?
Yes, I was happy to see them.
Why were you happy to see them?
Because I loved John and I liked Karen.
So you were happy to see John?
Yes, very.
And you were happy to see the defendant?
Yes.
Do you remember your first interaction with either John or the defendant that night inside the Waterfall?
I believe John walked over to where I was, you know, kind of to my end of the table, and then maybe Karen had walked to the other end of the table. But I would assume I probably hugged both of them when I saw them.
I'm going to ask you not to assume if you don't know. That's okay.
Okay.
You said that you had known the defendant as well.
Yes.
Do you remember how long she had been dating John O'Keefe up until that point?
I know I met her in July of 2020.
Had you had a chance to spend time or interact with her over that time before that night at the waterfall?
Yes, I had.
And share with us some of the moments or some of the reasons that you would interact.
The first time I met Karen, John had reached out. We would do pool days with him and his niece and his nephew. So he had told me he was dating a new girl and he wanted to bring her over. He said that she had multiple sclerosis. I also have multiple sclerosis. So he thought that that would be something we could, you know, we would talk and bond over. I said, yeah, great, bring her over. So her and John and Kaylee and Patrick came over. We had a pool day. I liked Miss Reed immediately. I thought we hit it off. It was really great, you know, talking to someone my age that also had MS, because I didn't really know a lot of people who have it. So it was really nice to have somebody to relate to. Then moving forward, we would see them, you know, if it was my daughter's birthday party, when it was time for pickup, you know, they would come in, have a couple drinks. Same thing for like a Halloween party. After basketball games.
So you spent time both with John and Miss Reed?
Yes.
Did you spend time with the defendant separately without John around?
No.
Did you become friendly with her?
Yes.
And were you friendly that night?
Yes.
After John and the defendant enter the bar and you greet, did you interact or spend time with Miss Reed at the waterfall?
Yes, I did.
And speaking of the defendant, do you recognize her here in the courtroom?
Yes, I do.
Could you kindly point to her and describe an article of clothing she's wearing?
She's sitting right over there with a black shirt or a blue.
Is she between Attorney Jackson and Attorney Unetti?
Yes, she is.
Okay. When you were at the waterfall that night, do you remember who you were speaking to or where you were spending your time?
As to earlier in the night or after?
I'm sorry, after Mr. O'Keefe and the defendant arrived.
Yes, Miss Reed came over and spoke to me because I had seen her the Saturday before, and she had told me how she had started a new medication, and it was giving her some awful side effects, and I said, I'm shocked they put you on that, etc.
Let me not ask you about conversations you had, but about the moment that you were in. Did you spend time with Miss Reed that night?
Yes, I did.
Inevitably, did you drink more alcohol as the night went on?
I believe I had, like I said earlier, a couple of drinks, two, three, not sure.
Did you ever have a shot of alcohol?
I do not believe I had the shot, no.
Did you see the party, the group of friends and family doing a shot?
I was in the bathroom and walked out, and they had just done a shot.
With the court's permission, I'd like to display parts of Exhibit 22, which has already been introduced into evidence, which is video surveillance footage from the waterfall.
Okay.
I'd like to start at 10:54:20, please. If you could just stop for 1 second. Do you recognize what's in that video?
Yes.
And what is that?
That is the waterfall.
Okay, kindly proceed. If you could stop. Do you see the two people entering from the left?
I do.
Do you know who they are?
I believe that is Miss Reed and John O'Keefe.
Ms. Gilman, is there any way to enlarge the top of the video where the other people are closer to the table or bar? No. Okay. Looking at this video, can you tell or identify anybody under that timestamp? And if you can't, that's okay, but if you can you tell us who you see?
I think the guy right there, well, where she just was Brian Higgins.
Okay. If you could go up a little bit, Ms. Gilman.
I believe that's my husband, Matt.
And on the right?
On the right, and I think that's me on the left.
Okay. And if you can go down the table to the left, Ms. Gilman, you recognize who that might be from the clothing?
I'd have to take a guess that
okay, it could. Don't guess. It's okay. Okay if you don't. Anybody else at the table more to the left do you recognize?
Not from this picture.
Ms. Gilman, could you highlight where Ms. McCabe thinks that she is on that video with that circle you just had and play the video? You could stop. Is that you clapping, Ms. McCabe?
Yes, it is.
Why are you clapping?
Because I was happy to see them.
Both of them?
Yes.
Okay. Could you continue, please? And who's that person walking right to left, hugging people?
That is John O'Keefe.
Can you continue, please, Ms. Gilman? Are you interacting with anybody?
I can't see where I am.
Okay. If you could stop the video, please. Could you move ahead to 11:26:50, please? 11:26:50. Is that your group still at the waterfall?
Yes, it is.
If you could stop there, Ms. Gilman. If we could hone in or circle where you were previously, where we saw Ms. McCabe. I know it's a bit blurry. If you can, and if you can, please let me know. Can you see whether you're in that area?
I believe I am, yes.
Could you put the circle down just a little bit, Ms. Gilman? Okay. If you could play from 11:26:50 to 11:27, please. We're a little bit ahead right now. Who are you hugging there?
I believe that's Miss Reed.
Thank you. One more, Ms. Gilman. I'm going to ask you to move forward to 11:46. Could you pause, Ms. Gilman? Could you circle in that same area where Ms. McCabe was last describing? Can you make anything out in this video?
Yes, it looks like they're all, toasting or doing a cheer before they do a shot.
Can you see whether or not the defendant's in that part of the video?
Yes, it looks like she is in front of the man in the plaid coat.
Were you participating with the drinking at this moment?
I don't see myself in the video. I don't believe I was.
But you were drinking separately that night, weren't you?
Yes, I was drinking beer.
Okay. If you can continue, please. Thank you. Shortly after the shot, was there conversation about leaving the waterfall as a group?
Yes, there was.
Was there any discussion about where the group should go?
At first, Ms. Reed was asking if we could go up the street to D&E.
What's D&E?
D Dini is a sub shop that's owned by Chris Albert.
Was it open that late at night?
No, it wasn't.
Had you in the past gone to that pizza shop after hours to eat?
Yes, we had.
And tell us what the defendant was saying.
She just kept asking, can we go up to Dini? Can we go up to Dini? She wanted just to go up and, you know, Chris makes food, and then just we were going to go all, she wanted us all just to go up there and eat and hang out.
That wasn't an uncommon occurrence for the group to sometimes go to that pizza shop after hours, was it?
No. Nope.
Did the group decide to go to the pizza shop?
They decided they weren't going to go.
Okay. Was there a different plan made?
Before Brian Albert left, he said to the group, hey, you know, we're going to go back home and have a beer with Brian Jr. If anyone wants to come by.
When you received the invitation to the group to go back to Brian Albert's house, did you decide whether you're going to go home or go back to your sister's house?
Yes, I decided I was going to go to my sister's house.
Without saying what was said, was there any discussion in the group among the participants about going back to your sister and Brian Albert's house?
Everybody seemed to want to go back.
Did anybody object to going back?
No.
Had you been to your sister's house before?
Yes.
Many times?
Yes.
Do you know the address of where your sister lived?
Yes.
And so after that conversation, did you stay at the waterfall for a little bit, or did you leave immediately?
Probably left after maybe 5-10 minutes.
Without saying what was said, before you left, did you have a chance to speak to John O'Keefe?
I did, yes.
You spoke to him inside the waterfall?
Yes.
Did you have a chance to speak to the defendant?
Yes.
And was your plan to go back to your sister's house?
Yes.
Before you left, did you have any understanding whether or not Mr. O'Keefe and the defendant were going to join you?
Objection.
Oh, did you have another understanding regarding that?
Yes.
And what was your understanding?
They were coming.
Who else was going to go back to your nephew and your sister's house?
Brian Higgins and my niece, Caitlin.
A little after 12, did you leave the waterfall?
Yes.
Do you remember that night leaving?
Yes.
Before you left, did you talk to anybody in particular?
Yes, Miss Reed and then Mr. O'Keefe.
Did you speak to them inside the waterfall?
I walked out with Miss Reed and we spoke at the doorway, and then John joined us.
Did you invite Miss Reed to come with you?
I did, yes.
Did she decline?
Yes.
And who did you go to your sister's house with? Who drove?
I drove, and I went with my husband, Matt.
Anybody else?
No.
Do you remember about what time it was that you were speaking to Miss Reed about going to your sister's house?
After midnight.
If I could have Exhibit 22 again, Ms. Gilman, if you could take us to 12-10-36. Okay, if you could stop it there, please. Did you have a chance to talk to Mr. O'Keefe and the defendant outside of the waterfall?
Yes.
And do you know specifically what time you left the waterfall?
It was after midnight.
After, okay. When you left the waterfall with your husband, you said you were driving. Did you stop anywhere along the way before you got to your sister's house?
No.
Tell me when you get to your sister's house, what are the weather conditions like as you're driving there?
It's starting to snow to the point where it's starting to like accumulate. It's on your car. It's just, you know, getting on the street.
Is it light? Is it heavy?
It's light at this point.
How long does it take to get from the waterfall to your sister's house?
5 to 8 minutes, depending on lights and weather, etc.
When you first get to your sister's house, while you're still in the car, describe what you see.
My wipers are on. I'm just looking out the window, and it's snowing. It's dark.
Anybody in the driveway? Any cars in the driveway that you see?
Oh, when I pull up to my sister's?
Yes.
As I pull down the street, I take a left into the driveway, and there is a Jeep that's parked on the street, and there's maybe a couple of cars in my sister's driveway.
What do you do when you arrive at your sister's house?
I go in the house.
Now, there are a couple doors at your sister's house?
Yes.
Is there a front door?
Yes.
Is there a side door?
Yes.
Which one's closer to the driveway?
The side door.
Which door do you go in when you get to your sister's house?
The front door.
Was anybody with you when you went in?
My husband, Matt.
You walked in together?
Yes. Okay.
Tell us the first person you remember meeting.
When I went in the house?
Yes.
Probably my niece was at the table, and then I saw my nephew, Brian.
Was there anybody else you saw at the table?
Julie Nagel and Sarah Levinson.
So when you walk in the front door of the house, is it what table? Is this a living room table, a kitchen table?
Oh, you walk in, and then you go to the right, and it's into the kitchen, and there's a table there.
Is the kitchen separate from the living room, or is it open?
It's open, but they're separate.
Can you see the kitchen table when you walk in the door if you turn and look right?
Yes.
And when you go into the kitchen, you said there was a woman by the name of Julie Nagel?
Yes.
And then another woman, Sarah?
Yes.
You know her last name?
Levinson.
Okay. Julie Nagel, did you know her when you walked in the house that night?
I had met her a few times.
Had you spent time with her? Were you friends with her?
No, I just had met her a few times, and she had watched my dog for me when my nephew couldn't.
When you would go away, would your nephew be responsible to watch your dog?
Yes.
Did you understand that Julie Nagel had watched your dog a couple of times?
Yes.
Had you ever socialized with her before that night?
No, I may have seen her at a graduation party, but never beyond that.
Were you friends with her at that point?
No.
Friendly enough that she watched your dogs?
Yes, through my nephew. He just said my friend's going to do it, and I trusted his judgment.
And there was another woman by the name of Sarah. Did you know her before you saw her that night?
I knew of her. If I were to see her, I'd say hi, but that's the extent of it.
How did you know of her?
Just from being in the town, going to different sporting activities and just being around.
You said your nephew Brian was there as well in the kitchen?
Yes.
This was his birthday?
Yes.
How old was he?
I think he was turning 23.
Was there anybody else in the house when you and your husband first got there?
Yes, my sister and Brian Albert and Brian Higgins.
So Mr. Higgins, Brian Albert, and your sister were there before you?
Yes.
Where was everybody when you first came in?
My niece, Caitlin, Sarah Levinson, Julie Nagel, and Brian Jr. were all at the kitchen table. My sister was over, I think, cleaning the counters, and Brian and Brian were off in that TV room that you can see from the kitchen because there's a wide opening.
If you walk in the front door, would I look left or right to see the TV room?
You'd look right to the kitchen, and then through the kitchen's the TV room, but you could look, and you know, when you walk in, you can see because it's open.
Is the TV room in any way have a relationship with that side door?
Yes, it does.
If you were to walk in the side door, would you be walking into the TV room?
Yes.
Okay. When you saw your nephew, Brian Jr., and his friends, are his friends about the same age as him?
Yes.
Were they drinking?
Yes.
Was there music?
Yes.
And when you went in, did you spend time with the group?
Yes, I sat right down and started talking to them.
And when you were speaking to them, did you have any drinks that night?
I believe they brought me over a White Claw, but I didn't have more than a sip of it. I was at that point where I just didn't want another drink.
As you were in the kitchen, were you expecting anybody else?
We had mentioned it to Karen and John, and I had actually just spoken to John, so I was expecting them.
So when you saw John O'Keefe in the waterfall, that wasn't the last time you spoke to him?
No.
You had spoken to him, was it on the ride to your nieces? I mean, to your sisters?
Yes.
Did you call him or did he call you?
He texted me and I believe asked something like where to. And since I was driving, I called him.
When you called him, what did you tell him? What did you guys say?
I just said they live 34 Fairview Road off of Chapman.
Do you know if John O'Keefe had ever been to the Albert home before?
I don't believe he had.
In that conversation, how long did that conversation take?
It was quick.
Was there any other conversation that you had with him other than that one conversation?
Yes, he called me back, and he was trying to find it.
Trying to find the address?
Try to find the house on Fairview.
Did he ask you for help trying to find the address?
I'm not sure his exact words, but yes, he needed help. And so I just said, I told him, just go down the street, go by Bella's house. It's at the bottom of the street.
So you used Bella's house as a point of designation to try to guide him to get to your sister's house?
Yes.
Tell us who Bella was to John.
Bella is my daughter and John's niece friend. So Bella is friends with my daughter and John's niece.
Okay. And was there any relationship between Bella's mother and John that you knew of? May I?
Yes.
That second phone conversation you had with John, do you know about what time that was?
I don't. It would be after 12:15, but before 12:30, approximately, between that.
Were you still driving when you had that conversation?
Yes.
And at some point you told us you arrived at your sister's home and went in?
Yes.
Like to move forward now to when you were inside the house. Tell us generally when you first got there and saw everybody, what were you doing?
I just sat down at the table. I started talking to them. We were listening to music. Typical night.
Okay. Anything stand out as far as music or interaction with the group?
No, we were just laughing, telling stories. At one point, I'm not sure if it was at some point, my other nephew had been over my house and had shown me this video, on his phone. And it was a family inside joke. The video, it was a music video from a long time ago. And so I was telling my other niece and nephew, oh my gosh, you have to see this video. It's hysterical. And then we started playing it and watching it.
What was the video?
It's Raining Men.
Did that get a lot of playtime during that get-together?
Well, I have one sister who sometimes has a little too much to drink, takes out an umbrella, and will dance. So it's a family joke.
While you were at your sister's house, what area of the house were you spending time in?
Yeah, I was in the kitchen.
What was the mood of everybody in the house, as far as you remember?
Everybody was in a great mood.
Was there any fighting?
No.
Any arguing?
No.
Any violence?
No.
Was it a celebratory mood?
Yes.
As you were in the house, were you waiting for anybody else that you expected to come?
Yes, I was expecting John and Karen to come.
At some point when you're in the kitchen, well, let me ask you a little background. As you're in the kitchen of that house, can you see outside from the kitchen area?
They had blinds or something down, but if the blinds were up, you could see out.
Were the blinds up?
No.
At any point, were you able to see outside from inside the house?
From the front door, yes.
Does the front door, is it glass?
Yes.
At some point when you were with everybody in the celebration, did you have a chance to look outside?
Yes.
And when you looked outside, what did you see?
I saw a dark SUV out front.
Did you know whose SUV that was?
I believed it was Karen's.
Could you see who was in it?
No.
At that point of night, what does the weather look like from the front door?
It's dark and it's snowing, and I could see, brake lights.
Did you see if that SUV moved at all?
I didn't see the SUV actually move, but I saw it in a few different locations.
How many times did you look out?
Can't give you an exact number of how many times I looked out. I can tell you I saw the vehicle first straight out from the front door. Then I saw it up at the flagpole, and then I saw it further up from the flagpole.
Were you studying the car at all?
No, it was quick glances.
Did you have any reason to study it?
No.
What were you expecting was going to happen?
I was expecting John and Karen to come into the house.
Did they ever make it in the house?
No, they did not.
As you were waiting, were you doing anything else in addition to waiting for them to come in?
Yes, so I was sitting at the table. Someone made mention of a car out front, so I got up, went to the door, looked out, and then I would go back to the table, and where we were just all laughing, talking, playing music, you know, just hanging out, not really thinking much about anything.
Did you ever reach out to John when you thought the car out front was the defendant's car with John in it? Did you ever reach out to him?
Yes, I did.
How did you reach out to him?
I texted him.
Do you know if there was a phone call that was made to you before 12:30? A 7-second phone call?
From John?
Yes.
I don't.
You mentioned you had spoken to him about directions. Is that the last time you heard his voice?
Yes.
When the car was out front, did you exchange text messages or were you simply texting him?
I was texting him.
Do you remember what you were texting him?
The first time I said here.
What do you mean by here? Was that exclamation
like hair,
point?
Hair question mark, because that's when I saw the car.
You were wondering whether that was him?
Yes.
Did you send any other text messages that you can remember?
After I saw the car move locations, when I saw it go up to the flagpole, I said, pull behind me.
And do you remember any other communications you had with him? Was he texting you anything?
No.
Did he ever text you again that night?
He never texted me again.
Never called again?
No.
Did you continue to text him over the next 15, 20 minutes?
I did, yes.
And so at some point, did you realize that John O'Keefe and the defendant weren't coming in the house?
Yes, when the car was gone.
Did you ever go outside through the storm down to the flagpole to speak to them?
No.
Why not?
Why would I?
I was just asking.
I had no reason to.
So when you were in the house, at some point, did you notice that that car was gone?
Yes.
Were you marking the time or keeping track of it?
No.
After you didn't see the defendant's car anymore, did you stay?
Yes.
How long do you think you stayed for at the house?
I stayed till about around 1:30, 1:45-ish.
Did anybody else come in the house up until 1:45?
No.
Did people leave at certain times?
Yes, people did leave.
Who was the first to leave?
Brian Higgins.
Do you remember about what time he left?
I don't.
And after Mr. Higgins left, do you know who left?
I believe it was us, and then my niece, Caitlin, was also like at the door. It was kind of in a row. Brian left, and then a little bit later, I think it was myself, Matt, Julie, and Sarah left. But Caitlin was at the door. I believe she was waiting for her ride.
How much longer after Mr. Higgins left did you leave?
Maybe a half. I honestly can't say. I think he was there for a while I was there, so maybe he left anywhere from 15, 20 minutes before I did, or maybe a little more.
You mentioned that you had left the waterfall after midnight?
Yes.
And you had phone calls with Mr. O'Keefe along the way?
Yes.
Do you know that there are phone records with your text messages and phone calls in them?
Yes.
And do you know whether your phone records reflect the time of your calls with Mr. O'Keefe?
Yes.
And your text messages?
Yes.
When you were texting Mr. O'Keefe, when the Lexus or the car was in front of the house, rather. Was Mr. Higgins still there?
Yes.
What are some of the things that everybody did along that night before you left? What happened in there?
What happened inside the house?
Yeah.
Nothing. We basically just sat around the table, talked, laughed, listened to music, chit-chatted.
Celebratory?
Yes.
Was there ever any fighting?
No, none at all.
Any arguing?
None at all.
Any physical interaction?
No, none.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In The News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.